十一，静安区青浦区2016年初三英语模拟练习 Part 1 Listening 第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. My uncle enjoys taking pictures when he travels around.My uncle enjoys taking pictures when he travels around.
2. Kitty is having an interview. She wants to change her job. Kitty is having an interview. She wants to change her job.
3. Heavy traffic is one of the most serious problems in our city.Heavy traffic is one of the most serious problems in our city.
4. Anna knows cycling now and then is good for health. Anna knows cycling now and then is good for health.
5. Cards are a good choice to be sent to teachers on Teacher's Day.Cards are a good choice to be sent to teachers on Teacher's Day.
6. Mrs. Black is reading her students' papers carefully now. Mrs. Black is reading her students' papers carefully now.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. How did you go to Qingdao last year?
I suggested going there by train, but my father finally drove us there in his car.
Question. How did the girl go to Qingdao last year? How did you go to Qingdao last year?
I suggested going there by train, but my father finally drove us there in his car.
Question. How did the girl go to Qingdao last year? 8. Take care, won't you? The roads are covered with ice.
Thank you. I will ride very slowly. I might be late for the Christmas party.
Question. Which season can it most probably be? Take care, won't you? The roads are covered with ice.
Thank you. I will ride very slowly. I might be late for the Christmas party.
Question. Which season can it most probably be? 9. Excuse me, where is boarding gate 3? I want to take the flight to Canada.
It's on the third floor. The lift over there can take you right there.
Question. Where are the two speakers?Excuse me, where is boarding gate 3? I want to take the flight to Canada.
It's on the third floor. The lift over there can take you right there.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 10. How much are the t-shirt and the trousers?
The t-shirt is $50 and the trousers are $20 cheaper.
Question. How much are the trousers?How much are the t-shirt and the trousers?
The t-shirt is $50 and the trousers are $20 cheaper.
Question. How much are the trousers? 11. Nancy, is Jack the tallest in our school? He is one head taller than me.
You're wrong, Peter. He is not as tall as Bill.
Question. Who is taller than Jack?Nancy, is Jack the tallest in our school? He is one head taller than me.
You're wrong, Peter. He is not as tall as Bill.
Question. Who is taller than Jack? 12. Shall we go out for a spring trip to Century Park this Sunday, Jenny?
Great. Let's meet at the school gate at 7:25.
How about 10 minutes earlier?
Okay. See you then.
Question. What time will they meet at the school gate? Shall we go out for a spring trip to Century Park this Sunday, Jenny?
Great. Let's meet at the school gate at 7:25.
How about 10 minutes earlier?
Okay. See you then.
Question. What time will they meet at the school gate? 13. Mother's Day is coming. As a surprise, I'm going to buy a scarf for Mum.
Mum will be happy with that gift.
What surprise are you going to give to our Mum?
Well, I will cook a meal for Mum and say Happy Mother's Day to her.
Question. What are they talking about? Mother's Day is coming. As a surprise, I'm going to buy a scarf for Mum.
Mum will be happy with that gift.
What surprise are you going to give to our Mum?
Well, I will cook a meal for Mum and say Happy Mother's Day to her.
Question. What are they talking about?
14. Hello, this is the reception desk. Can I help you?
This is Peter. I'm afraid I've got a bit of a problem. I'm in room 101 and it's much too noisy. It's just next to the lift and I didn't sleep at all last night. Can I change a room?
I'm very sorry. There isn't another room available today. We are fully booked.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Hello, this is the reception desk. Can I help you?
This is Peter. I'm afraid I've got a bit of a problem. I'm in room 101 and it's much too noisy. It's just next to the lift and I didn't sleep at all last night. Can I change a room?
I'm very sorry. There isn't another room available today. We are fully booked.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
There is an old Chinese story about a woman whose only son died. The sad woman went to a clever man and said, "Is there any way I can get rid of my sadness?" Instead of sending her away or reasoning with her, the clever man said to her, "Go and get me a seed from a home that has never known sadness. We will use it to drive the sadness out of your life." The woman went away at once in search of that magic seed. She came first to a beautiful house, knocked at the door and said, "I am looking for a home that has never known sadness. Is this such a place? It is very important to me." They told her, "You have certainly come to the wrong place," and began to describe all the sad things that had recently happened to them. The woman said to herself, "They suffered more sadness than I did. I'd better give them a hand." She stayed to comfort them before she went on in search of a home that had never known sadness. But wherever she went, whether in the homes of the poor or the rich, she became so busy helping other people that she forgot about looking for a seed that would magically end her own sadness. She never even realized that her helping others had, in fact, driven the sadness out of her life.
请再听一遍。
There is an old Chinese story about a woman whose only son died. The sad woman went to a clever man and said, "Is there any way I can get rid of my sadness?" Instead of sending her away or reasoning with her, the clever man said to her, "Go and get me a seed from a home that has never known sadness. We will use it to drive the sadness out of your life." The woman went away at once in search of that magic seed. She came first to a beautiful house, knocked at the door and said, "I am looking for a home that has never known sadness. Is this such a place? It is very important to me." They told her, "You have certainly come to the wrong place," and began to describe all the sad things that had recently happened to them. The woman said to herself, "They suffered more sadness than I did. I'd better give them a hand." She stayed to comfort them before she went on in search of a home that had never known sadness. But wherever she went, whether in the homes of the poor or the rich, she became so busy helping other people that she forgot about looking for a seed that would magically end her own sadness. She never even realized that her helping others had, in fact, driven the sadness out of her life. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
The following are some points that you should try to think about when you visit the United States. In Latin America, it is common for male and female friends to kiss one another on the cheek. In Brazil, people kiss one another twice or even three times a day, especially if they are young and unmarried. In general, people from Latin cultures like to touch and hug one another.The same does not happen in the USA. Americans kiss family members, and they usually shake hands when they first meet people. What's more, they like to keep their distance. Usually the distance is about 40 centimeters. In some Asian countries, when you look someone in the eye, this might show little respect. In the USA, it is polite to make eye contact when you are talking to someone.Most of the business entertainment takes place in restaurants. It is not very common for Americans to bring business into their homes. When they get to know you and you become friends, they might invite you and your family for a meal in their house. In the USA, new friends usually call each other by their given names. This isn't a sign of disrespect in any way. If you want to be more formal,Use Mr. or Mrs. and so on, but never Mr. Bob, Mrs. Mary, or Miss Anne.
请再听一遍。
The following are some points that you should try to think about when you visit the United States. In Latin America, it is common for male and female friends to kiss one another on the cheek. In Brazil,People kiss one another twice or even three times a day, especially if they are young and unmarried. In general, people from Latin cultures like to touch and hug one another. The same does not happen in the USA. Americans kiss family members, and they usually shake hands when they first meet people. What's more, they like to keep their distance. Usually the distance is about 40 centimeters.In some Asian countries, when you look someone in the eye, this might show little respect. In the USA, it is polite to make eye contact when you are talking to someone. Most of the business entertainment takes place in restaurants. It is not very common for Americans to bring business into their homes. When they get to know you and you become friends, they might invite you and your family for a meal in their house.In the USA, new friends usually call each other by their given names. This isn't a sign of disrespect in any way. If you want to be more formal, use Mr. or Mrs. and so on, but never Mr. Bob, Mrs. Mary, or Miss Anne.
第一部分听力到此结束，请同学们继续做题。